it's weird, this. Really weird. I mean, I expected that, written by Clement and Lefrene, you know, Clement and Lefrene. D. Clement and Ian Lefrene. They've done so much, Likely Lads, Porridge. I mean, I'm going straight.
I am straight as an arrow.
Not as popular as Porridge. Alfieda's Aim Pet. Quite a lot of TV comedies and also some films. This is one of them, and it contains Tom Courtney. It's got Tom Courtney in it. It has Patrick Moore in it. I mean, it does have Patrick Moore in it, but it's also got Wilfred Brambles in there. Trevor Howard is in there. You've got Richard Pearson in there. Robin Parkinson's in there, yeah. Anyway, you have got, and they've managed to snare Kirk Douglas, as my lovely wife Debbie said. He liked to work though, didn't he? Yes, he did, but he's a big Hollywood star. This is To Catch a Spy from 1971. And it's kind of a combination of, well, it's a spy movie and a caper movie and a comedy movie and a sort of counterculture permissiveness movie all in one. That's not going to work, is it, altogether? And no, it doesn't. And one of the reasons why it doesn't is, unfortunately, because the main character, Marlene Joubert, who is married to Patrick Moore in this, Patrick Moore's character in this film, is the main character, really, because Patrick Moore, very, very quickly, is he's arrested by the Russian Secret Service and kept in Russia, and they want someone to exchange for him. And they try and do that, but the Russian guy they're exchanging, or the guy who was a spy in the UK that they're exchanging to Russia, falls through the ice where they're trying to do the exchange. Yeah, that sort of thing. So he's having a high old time in Moscow, as they say later on. His handler says, "You're the only person who's been in isolation in Russia who has gained weight. When they have photos taken, suck your cheeks in." And she's trying desperately to effect a release. She seems to be one of those people that men are like, "Oh, she's a free spirit. Oh, it's my, and what spirit she has." People, you know, people like Trevor Howard, Sir Trevor Dawson, Trevor, and James Fenton. That's Patrick Moore's character, not James Fenton. Haldane, who are, you know, Secret Service and Ministry and all that. They seem to like her, and she's got Tom Courtney, who is Baxter Clark, who is, he's a private eye. And it's wonderful when he tries to follow her, she ends up actually, he loses her, and she ends up following him to the pub where he's having his dinner and writing up his report. And he says, "I'm a backroom boy, really. I shouldn't be here in the trench coat." It's lovely. He's desperate to, let's be honest, he's desperate to have sexual intercourse with women. And she comes on to him to get information so she can get her her husband, Patrick Moore, James Fenton, exchanged. And into this comes Kirk Douglas, who's as Andre, who seems to be Russian. I mean, he's got an American accent, but I think he's Russian. And he's hanging around, and you think he's some kind of spy. He's at a party with Anne Harrod Rees. You know Anne Harrod Rees. And he's never met Anne Harrod Rees before. And suddenly they're getting it on. Because, you know, on the bed. Nobody ever has any kind of sexual intercourse here. Always something stops them in some way. And usually what happens is someone comes to the door. At first it's Kirk Douglas dressed as a waiter. And later on it'll be people firing guns. It was a lovely moment when, because they start to caper. Kirk Douglas' character, Andre, and Fabienne, Marlene Joubert, start to pal up together. It becomes clear, Andre tells Fabienne that he's not a spy. He gets manuscripts out of Russia and has them published in the US. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, there's a lovely moment when they break into a house because they've been taken somewhere in a car. They manage to get out of the car, or they are just thrown out of a car, and then they're in the middle of nowhere, and there's a house that's empty, huge house, and they break in, and or rather Andre does, because he's good at that sort of thing, you see, and they wander around for a bit, and then they escape with the two blokes shooting at them. I don't know who these people are. I thought I was being really, I didn't think I'd zoned out at all, but I must have done. Anyway, they rush down to their car, put their car in a little ferry, which is only a tiny ferry because it's just going across a river, you know. And they say to the ferry guy, because it's in ferry driver, ferryman. They say, he says, here's the money. And can we, it gives him more money than he should. Can we go now, please? You know, I think we better wait for those two people running down the hill. Who are the people who are firing at them, of course. And they make their escape. And eventually, Fabienne falls for Andre. They eventually do get it on. And it seems to be all working in perfect working order. Seems to be all right. Meanwhile, she thinks that probably James Fenton is not a very nice gentleman. We have seen him in close proximity with a woman. So there you go. She's in the same room as him and everything. And they try to do the swap because Andre gets arrested. And he's being exchanged for her husband. She's conflicted because she likes Andre, Kirk Douglas, a lot more. An awful lot more. And even though he's been trying to get it on with Alara Rees and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, they do the changeover in little dinghies. It's where Robinson Parkinson comes in. He's a British Tommy. And they've got boats and they've got these little dinghies. They then notice that Patrick Moore's character's got loads of money in a briefcase. So I don't know why, but it seems that he's profiting from doing this. He's brought money back from Russia. Don't ask me how, and don't ask me why. I have no idea, which probably marks him out as a bad man. So they have some kind of, I don't know why, but they have some kind of chase in the boats, and suddenly he's there together, and that's it. He swims away. They're together, and jobs are good. Only it isn't, because it's a caper movie for the sake of being a caper movie. There's so loads of things can happen. There's no real through line to it. It's an interesting curio, and Kirk Douglas is Kirk Douglas in it. Tom Courtney probably steals the whole film. Actually, Trevor Howard's great as that kind of stiff upper lip and ramrod straight backed, quite odd Englishman. Lovely. Lovely work from him. But it's just, it's almost a Brit sex comedy. Because everyone's after a bit, and no one's getting any. A bit like a Confessions movie. Only better than that, of course. This is Clement and Lefrene, who are great writers. Some funny lines. Wilfred Bramble's in there playing an upper-class butler type. Very nicely done. And Sheila Stiefel's in there with Robert Gillespie. In a lift, doing a little bit. Very nice. Trevor Peacock's in there, apparently, as well. Didn't see him, but apparently he is. And Jonathan Cecil plays a British attaché. Of course he does. They're all in there. And it's a really interesting curio. It's an Anglo-French production. Unfortunately, you can't hear an awful lot of what Marlène Joubert says. So it's a shame. Or Marlène Joubert, isn't it? But have a look. It's on YouTube. You can't make these kind of movies now. They're not made now. Caper movies for the sake of being caper movies. It was an easier, simpler time. An easier, simpler time before we had post-irony. Ta-ta.